Good afternoon. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century and distinguished lecturer emeritus from York College, City University of New York. I welcome you to this January 31st pre-Black History Month edition of Vantage Point here on 99.5 FM. That's WBAI on the Pacifica Network here in New York. Well, quickly got to move because we have a guest coming up very, very shortly. Today, we're hopefully have an amazing show. We're going to be talking about a reparation song, time for a reparation song with the legendary Sounds of Blackness, its creative director and developer, Gary Hines, also discovering your African ancestry with Gina Page. We hope that's going to be interesting and a great show. Black History Month. But quickly, let me just also say mask up again. I always say that mask up as a minimum. I've given up on anything else, but just saying, would you please mask up? I have to point out the callous, reckless behavior of the belligerent former governor of Alaska and former VP candidate, darling of the what was that movement now? Whatever that movement was, Sarah Palin went into restaurants having contracted COVID, knew she had COVID, Tea Party, and went up into the restaurant anyway, spreading it. She didn't do it once, she did it twice. Careless, reckless disregard for human life. That's what I'm talking about. Brazen. Sick. It's maddening. Well, anyway, just wanted to comment on that. Mask up at a minimum. Just, you know, protect yourself, protect others. Have some capacity for others. I'm sure she's one of these Christians and so forth and so on. And I don't understand. It's beyond me. Quickly, let me also say that we have a black woman destined to be on the Supreme Court, according to Biden. And we're going to have a little bit of time at the end of the show for audience call-in. And during that period, we will be asking you whether or not this is significant or simply superficial, or is it just symbolic? Does it mean anything? That's our soapbox question for this afternoon. Hopefully around 3:45, we'll be able to get at least 10, 15 minutes or at least 10 minutes into rapid response to that particular question. But again, our show for today is Pre-Black History Month. It begins tomorrow. Carter G. Woodson, of course, the author and architect of Black History Month. And I think the show that we have today is very, very apropos. So let's go right to it. It is my real pleasure today to invite you to listen to and have a conversation with a very, very special guest. So excited that Gary Hines is the creative director, brilliant creative director and founder of the Sounds of Blackness. And anybody knows about the Sounds of Blackness, the Sounds of Blackness are, they are so good. And when I heard we had an opportunity to have him on, I was so excited. And they put together and has been out there for a while, the Time for Reparations song. It's an anthem. And you know how we love reparations here on this station and how we're promoting it through the National African American Reparations Commission. So it is my real pleasure to introduce to our audience, Gary Hines. Gary, thank you so much for being with us today and welcome to Vantage Point.
Brother Doctor, thank you on behalf of all the Sounds of Blackness, man. It is our privilege, pleasure, and honor, my brother.
All right. Well, let's get into some background, just because there are a lot of times people, you know, you're multiple Grammy Award winning. I mean, your resume is scary. It's so good. But it's so good because it is bathed in blackness and humility and just all that you and your group have done for us. It's really been healing, actually, over the years and inspirational. But give us a little background. Gary, where do you hail from? What are you, Chicago? Are you Massachusetts? Where are you from?
Okay. Let me try to condense all of that, my brother, because there's a lot in there. Sounds of Blackness are based here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We began at my alma mater.
I'm talking about you, though. You know. What about you?
No, you're
the genius. I want to know what makes who you are.
Brother, bless you. I am J.A.B., just another brother. But just another brother who hails proudly from Yonkers, New York. Shout out to, hometown Yonkers. I grew up in the same project as Mary J. Blige and Slow Bomb. And DMX to his memory. So, proud native of Yonkers, New York, my brother.
All right. See, I wouldn't have known that. See, you're going to rush off into the group. See, I want people to know who you is. You know, you know how our parents used to tell us, you know, they tell you who you are, who your parents, who you are, you know?
Right. Who's your people?
Who your people? And that drives me to my next question. Obviously, and boy, to be in that environment, you know, coming out of these spaces, it just shows you what the genius of the soul of black people can do. You mean people took different directions and did different things, but you made a conscious decision to have a black conscious orientation. Where did that come from?
That firstly started with my late great mother and father, the great Doris Hines, also of course of Yonkers, New York, and even as toddlers and as kids, as adolescents, always, and probably part and parcel due to her Jamaican roots as well, but always steeped us, my brother, in our tradition, our culture, our history, beginning with Africa, not beginning with the transatlantic slave trade. And so we knew about the great African kingdoms and kings and queens. And so that was our orientation even before our family moved to here to Minneapolis from Yonkers as kids.
Right. Wonderful. So now we get to the sounds of blackness, and the obvious question is, you humbly have been very much, to put it mildly, engaged in this creative project. So tell us about the Sounds of Blackness. When was it formed and why?
Okay. Now I'll fast forward to what I errantly jumped into prematurely, my brother. We are, as of this month, celebrating, by the grace of God and the dedication of over the years, hundreds of dedicated singers and musicians, Sounds of Blackness' 51st anniversary. We began, Dr. Ron, at my alma mater, McAllister College, here in the Twin Cities. And in 1969, that predominantly white institution embarked on a very ambitious program to conscientiously recruit students of color called EEO, Expanded Educational Opportunities. And they were very successful with it. At one time on a campus of about 2,000, they had upwards of 100 African-American and other students of color. And one of the offshoots of that is that the students themselves organized a number of different activities. There was a political group, which still exists, I understand, a BLAC, the Black Liberation Affairs Committee. There was a theater group called Black Arts Midwest, and there was this 50-voice choir called the McAllister College Black Voices, founded by our emeritus founder, a native of Beaumont, Texas, Brother Russell Knighton. Well, fast forward to my sophomore year, 1971, at McAllister, and Russell was, getting ready to graduate and asked me on as director, and I was honored to do that. They were already very excellent. And I'll cap off the answer by saying this, how and why the name changed from McAllister Black Voices to Sounds of Blackness. The vision, brother, that God gave me with this group was to follow the tradition of Duke Ellington. Now, that surprises a lot of people when I say that, because we hear the name Duke Ellington and we think of jazz, as we should, but too many people don't know that Duke wrote, recorded, performed spirituals, African music, anthem, blues, every sound of blackness. So we were following in Duke's footsteps with that template in terms of repertoire.
Wow. Man, that is so beautiful. Damn, when you reveal that kind of information, that's why I enjoy. I am so excited about these kinds of interviews, because you get to know stuff. You know what I mean? You get to know what's behind it.
Yes, sir.
I would say off the top of my mind, I have done a little bit of, study and came across some information about Duke Ellington. And one of the things I sort of began to discover, you wouldn't sort of think that, but then there's a lot of the jazz artists, a lot of them really, Dizzy Gillespie, all of them, they took their roots out of Africa. They went back home,
yes,
and they were inspired by that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, my brother. In fact, I was blessed. We had one time Sounds of Blackness and Dizzy Gillespie were on the same label, A&M Records, and he came to our first record release held in New York, as it should have been, And it was a big surprise to me. But I say that to say this. He and I had a one-on-one conversation, and the media will never let us know, just like they did with Prince, how Afrocentric he was. I mean, had a love for all people, but had an unapologetic special love for our people.
Right. And that's so why Black History Month is so important, really history in general is so important, is we have amnesia, and these they're so important. And that's why, you know, even at this stage of my life, I learn more and more and more and more. And I just remember, back in the days of, we're talking, you know, 50 years since the Gary National Black Convention coming up. We're talking 50 years since the founding of ALD. And I have to go back and stress my memory, because I know there was some sure enough bad activists who came out of McAllister College. That triggers some memories of some folks who were doing some serious organizing, you know, around Gary, around African Liberation Day, you know, pushing out Pan-Africanism and Black nationalism from McAllister College. That sticks in my brain, Ashley.
Well,
let me just say I'm thrilled about it's time for reparations, the time for, you call it an anthem, we call it, you know, it's time for reparations anthem. It is such a powerful, powerful, it's an anthem. It is such a power and much needed musical contribution. So what I'm going to do is ask our producer if he would tee it up and let us hear it, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. How's that?
You got it, brother.
All right, let's listen to It's Time for Reparations Now, or Time for Reparations Time. How inspirational that is. So this is a softball question. Why the reparations, it's time for reparations song, and how is it being received? I think I saw the other day it was nominated for the NAACP. What's that award they give out? I'm blanking on it
the
now. Image Award, that's right. So give us the answer to that. I think I know the answer, but anyway, I got to ask it anyway. Why did y'all do that?
Well, I'll tell you this, my brother. As I know you well know, every aspect of our struggle for liberation and equality has had an anthem accompanying it in the vanguard. We know the civil rights movement had many songs, but of course, at the top was We Shall Overcome. We know the Black is Beautiful, Black Power, Black Pride movement had Young, Gifted, and Black, and my favorite artist, James Brown, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Well, fast forward to 2021, Congressional Black Caucus introduces H.R. 40, and the theme for Juneteenth across the country is time for reparation. So we can't call ourselves Sounds of Blackness and be in the vanguard of the movement as we always have tried to be and not surrender and offer an anthem for the movement for reparations right now. Of course, we know it began in the 1800s, but the current manifestation needed a current anthem. And to finish off the answer, too, in terms of how it was received, perhaps not surprisingly enough, a lot of Black radio shied away from it, afraid of offending sponsors. I got calls from program directors saying, we love the track, this is amazing, but we can't play, we don't want to offend sponsors, we don't want to, and so forth. Not all, but many Black stations, you know, that was their reaction to it, to answer what you addressed earlier. But thank God the NAACP did not shy away from it, and we have been blessed. Sounds of Blackness with an NAACP Image Award nomination, and all of your listeners and followers can vote. Just, you don't have to be a member of the NAACP like you used to be. It's open to the general public, just at NAACPImageAwards.net. It literally takes about 60 to 90 seconds, and all you need is an email address.
All right. Okay, well, you know, with the National African American Reparations Commission, this is very timely. We have actually been talking about this. And all things are providential. And I was just going through some emails, and because I mean, this work is hard and heavy, and I'm working all into the middle of the night. And I looked down, I said, wait a minute, how come we didn't respond to this? We got to get on this. And it's right at the time, because we have a campaign, Why We Can't Wait. We're really on the doorstep. And so, because we were talking about the fact that the Martin Luther King holiday, you know, Stevie Wonder, happy birthday to you, became kind of the anthem for that. And we were saying the same thing. So, brother, watch out. We're getting ready to stretch out. We know we're talking to you about the Black World Media Network and all of those kind of good things. So we're going to be right on top of this. Let me just conclude by asking, what's next for the amazing Gary Hines and the Sounds of Blackness? Y'all are always doing something. So what's being percolated now?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, brother. Three things that I can tell you quickly. One, we're just releasing an album called The Justice Project, and it includes Time for Reparations, Black Lives Matter, Royalty, and We Can Change the World, and a spiritual. Hold on just a little while longer. So anybody can go to our website or any format that you want, Spotify, Amazon, and pick up a copy of The Justice Project. Then we just, a few weeks ago, one of our featured singers, Jamecia Bennett, Ann Nesby's daughter, has a great song out and video. So check out that video and the Time for Reparations video on YouTube. But the name of her song is called To the Sky, Jamecia Bennett featuring Sounds of Blackness. And right on the heels of that, what we're looking to release probably in just a couple of months or so is a song we're finishing up right now by one of our own, our choreographer and writer, Carrie Harrington, a native of Princeton, New Jersey. So shout out to the East Coast again. And her song is called Hold Up Your Light. So those are our focus right now. And of course, currently the Image Awards, because voting ends on this coming Saturday. So we want everybody to go to NAACPImageAwards.net right now and get your vote in, please.
All right. And then I'll be connecting you with our folk and see what we can do by way of our IBW platforms in that regard as well. We just got a quick second or so, but one of the other reasons why I raised this and even your background is because I'm thinking about Dick Gregory, and I'm thinking about, you know, lots of folks, Harry Belafonte and folks, you know, who you could have turned in a different direction and not, you still could have been respectable, probably made a hell of a lot more money. You know what I mean? I mean, not that you're not necessarily doing well. That's not my point. But I just think so admirable in the tradition of Paul Robeson, whom I always hold up, that what you have done and what the Sounds of Blackness have done have chosen to be positive, to be liberating. And like you said, you know, some stations shied away. I mean, you know, you could have done different things and making a hell of a lot more money, but you made that decision.
Brother, I'm so glad, and pardon my interruption, but I'm so glad that you said Paul Robeson, because he and one of his exhortations is the answer to what you're addressing right now. And I love his quote. I love many of them, but this one, he said that all true artists have a responsibility to their people. And so I and Sounds of Blackness take that real seriously. And that's why we put out Black, in fact, last year when we did Sick and Tired, when George Floyd was murdered five blocks from where we rehearsed. And that's why we put out Time for Reparations, because we agree with Paul Robeson that all true artists have a responsibility to their people.
All right. And one more time, the esteemed, brilliant Gary Hines, give the website or how people can be in touch with Sounds of Blackness.
Please come to our website. All of our social sites are just our name. So our website is soundsofblackness.org. We're on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, just Sounds of Blackness. And you will hear back from us. It won't be an intern. It won't be a machine. It will be one of us, if not myself. So we look forward to hearing from you. And we thank you for your support. 50 years of Blackness.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much for taking time. And by the way, one of the reasons we have WBAI, when you said that, is because you ain't got to worry about it on WBAI. You can say whatever you want to say, and you're never too black on WBAI. So thank you so much, Gary, for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you from all Sounds of Blackness, brother. Keep on keeping on. And as Reverend Dr. Adam Clayton Powell said, keep the faith.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Wow. I told you we had a treat for you lined up, you know, to talk about in this pre-Black History Month. And what an inspiration. It's time for reparations song. It's time for reparations song. And it's beautiful, 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 beautiful. And we're going to do whatever we can to push the word out there, because, it needs to be acclaimed with an NAACP Image Award. It is strong and very, very, very powerful. Very, very powerful in terms of this song. So we're ready to go. Hey, we keep rolling. We keep rolling up here because we have a sister who's joining us now. I'm telling you, this is a blockbuster show. You know what I mean? When I got these two guests to join with me today, I said I am blessed and highly favored to have Gary Hines at the Sounds of Blackness. And then to have Gina Page, one of the co-founders of African Ancestry, who actually showed me my African ancestry, and she was kind enough to join us today. I said, I'm in good shape. Gina Page, welcome to Vantage Point.
Good afternoon, Dr. Daniel.
How are you today?
I'm black and proud and grateful. How are you?
All right. That is so good. Actually, I was just saying, we just had Gary Hines, the creative director, you know, for Sounds of Blackness on, and it was just, you know, when I had these two pieces together, I said, the show is going to be rocking today. So, Gina Page, I never take things for granted. I know you and met you through Frasier Nation, and you're such an inspiration, and I had to track you down because you got so much going on. I said, well, I finally was able to do that, but give us a little background. Just in terms of who you are, who your people is, as like we say, folks say, where you're from and who your peoples be and where you come from. Who is Gina Page? Just quickly.
I'm a vessel of the ancestors, Dr. Daniels. I hail from Washington, D.C., home of the Millionaire March, and I've traced my maternal roots to the Fulani people living in Nigeria today, and I've traced my paternal roots to the Hausa people living in Nigeria today. And I co-founded African Ancestry
Hold on. I guess I had to slow down, Gary, the same way. So y'all want to, now I know what I'm talking about. And we're going to get into how you found your ancestry. I'm talking about you talked about the Million Man March. You talked about being from Washington, D.C. I mean, you know, people do lots of different things in terms with their lives. You had used something about your education, your background, your immediate family, or something in your environment made you who you are today. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Let's talk about that. I'm a product of Washington, D.C., and so my parents are Howard University alums, and that's how I ended up being raised here. And I think growing up in a city that was majorly black and seeing black accountants, black political figures, black business people, black doctors, black educators, showed me from off the break that I could do anything, that anything's possible. It showed me that black is beautiful. It showed me that black is a standard of excellence. And that's how I live my life.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, I'm talking about, because it becomes so important when people see folk, they just see the success, they see the power of what you do, but they don't necessarily know what went into it, what influenced people, how did you come to be who you are. And so I always, you know, and inevitably people are willing to, they want to rush right into the deal. I said, no, slow down a little bit. And you learn so much. Learned a lot from Gary Hines, by the way. I mean, this is where he came from and the roots and the projects and who was in the projects with him. And, Mary J. Blige and other. Wow, I mean, I never knew that before. So that's why our audience is very often intrigued by, you know, what it is and how it is that you come to be who you are. And then you already anticipated my next question is, how did you discover your African ancestries? How did you discover it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a pretty traditional or conventional upbringing in terms of education, college, business school, all of that. I was introduced to Dr. Rick Kittle, who's a leading African-American geneticist, and an expert in the genetics of African lineages. And so he introduced me to the technology that could help us as black people understand where specifically in Africa we come from. I was able to learn my roots because my parents took the DNA test that Dr. Kittle created. And because that's their ancestry, it's my ancestry as well. That's how I came to know who I am through my Africanness.
And repeat that again, because I kind of had to pull you back real quick and go back into it. So your ancestry is, run it again for us.
I traced my maternal ancestry, mother to mother to mother, back 500 to 2,000 years to the Fulani people living in Nigeria today. And through my father, I traced my paternal ancestry, father to father to father on back, to the Hausa people living in Nigeria today.
Wow. Okay. All right. And repeat the name of the person that, because you said it real quick. I want people to know the person that introduced you to it and so forth, so that name will be familiar.
Yes. My business partner and co-founder is Dr. Rick Kittle.
Okay. All right. And so you founded, you co-founded African ancestry, and the obvious question is, you sort of already have anticipated it in a way, but why? I mean, was there something that motivated you? Did you see something in the black community that was missing that you thought could be helpful? So why did you found African ancestry, or co-found?
So Dr. Kittle's, this is his vision and his dream. He wanted to know where he was from in Africa, and so was able to do the research to find the answer for himself over the course of his early career as a geneticist. The community found out that he was able to do this work when he was part of the New York African Burial Ground Project. He was on the team from Howard University that traveled to Lower Manhattan, and his job was to identify the ancestry of the bones in that cemetery of enslaved Africans.
In the burial
and so when
ground.
They found out that it was possible to do it for bones, he was inundated with requests to do it for them as living people. And so really what happened, Dr. Daniels, is that the community created African Ancestry.
Ah.
They said, we want to know where we're from. We've always wanted to know. And he had the technology to make that possible. I partnered with him to commercialize his research and make it available to the Black diaspora. And my attraction to it was the ability to use the skill set that my parents and I had invested in all of those years leading up to 2003 to create something that has never existed before for a group of people that I'm passionate about.
Right. Wow, what a powerful story. And one of the reasons I want to have you on, because every time I told you, every time I see these commercials, I won't say it, I said, wait a minute, I know somebody who is a sister, an African sister, and who's partnered with an African brother who do this, right? So I want to make sure that, you know, I'm sure you are widely known, your interviews have gotten millions of hits and so forth and so on. I said, I want to make sure that our WBAI audience is plugged in as well, because the question is, because you do it, your approach is not the same as some of the other folks who do this. And that's why I wanted to ask you, how is your approach different from some of the other platforms?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that question. And thank you for your championship and sharing the information with the WBAI community, because we truly are a business for the community. We are in the business of being Black, Dr. Daniels. And that's the first way that we're different than all of the other companies in the industry that came into the business after we did. We're the pioneers of doing this work for Black people around the world. And we come to the work as Black people. And so we focus on Africa. We don't think it's enough to tell somebody that they have African ancestry or that there's some percentage from Africa, some percentage from this place or the other. We spent over 10 years compiling what is now the largest database of African lineages in the world. And so when a company takes your DNA, they have to compare it to something in order to find out where you're from. Other companies compare you to maybe 2,000 African samples. AfricanAncestry.com compares your DNA to the DNA of over 33,000 African DNA samples from all over Africa, but primarily from Western Central Africa, because we know from working with historians and anthropologists, the populations in Africa who contributed to the transatlantic slave trade. So if someone wants to know, where am I from before Mississippi or before Haiti or before the Dominican Republic or before Virginia, we can answer that question with much specificity.
Right.
For example, like I said, I trace my ancestry to the Fulani people living in Nigeria today, not just some percentage Nigerian. The other way that we're different is that we have an all-Black staff. We have all-Black scientists. So we are, and we use all-Black, Black-owned businesses as much as possible. So we're recycling the Black dollar as much as we possibly can. And then a third way that we're different is that we don't sell or share our customers' DNA. We never have. And so when someone sends their DNA to us, it's handled respectfully, morally, ethically, and confidentially. And so our lab destroys the DNA once a result is determined, whereas the other companies are, you know, they're researching it, they're selling it, they're sharing the data. That doesn't happen with us.
Right. Well, that's why we wanted to tell the story and let people know, at least, and we certainly are eager to continue to have you come on periodically. One of the things is I am so delighted because, you know, I wrote a piece called We Are an African People. I have a little, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a pledge to African people. And we talk about we are an African people. And so we need to know beyond these shores who our people are. And it's interesting because I never asked you what your DNA was, but when I was revealed, and because you did it, I'm saying to the audience, I was one of the through Fraser, the Power Networking Conference, I was the second year I was one of the persons mm-hmm. who did a reveal, and it's Yoruba. But you also tell people some of the other strands, and so there is a Fulani strand that's there as well. So mm-hmm. touching with you a little bit up in there. I got a little Fulani. I remember that. I said, wow. So, and it's really, 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 really just so good. And I have it, and I was able to share it with my family because you get a nice little kit. You get, you know, a flag from the country and all that. It is really, audience, well done. And again, that's why we wanted to have Gina Page be on with us today. So as we conclude, so what's next? What do you have other? I mean, I guess this is like a full-time occupation. I know I see you at least once a year. I get a chance to see you at the amazing conference of George Frazier, the Power Networking Conference, where you always do a reveal. But mm-hmm. just give us a little bit more of some of the other kinds of things that you're into and what's next for Gina Page and African Ancestry.
Well, you know, in the immediate future, it's February is coming up, obviously, and we are going to be sharing information about African Ancestry all across the world. And so we speak to organizations and companies and schools and universities. That's something that we're constantly doing throughout the year. We're making our television debut in February on VH1 with the cast of Love and Hip Hop. Eight cast members from that show have traced their ancestry, and so we'll be walking them through that experience. And that's quite a big deal because we're looking forward to being able to reach more people through a platform like VH1. But we're also doing African Ancestry Family Reunions, Dr. Daniels, where we're taking people whose ancestry we've traced to different countries home to those countries. And the first country that we've done and visited is the country of Sierra Leone. And wow. In fact, Sierra Leone has become the first African country to give citizenship to people who have traced their ancestry to the country. So we're very proud of that work. Yeah, extending the experience from your research, you know, at home on the computer or in the community to actually going to the country and experiencing the culture.
Wow. Yeah, Sierra Leone is we have a formation here in New York called the Pan-African Unity Dialogue, and the current ambassador to the U.S. from Sierra Leone is a dear friend, the ambassador Sadiq Y. I don't know if you've met him or not, but certainly he's somebody we can introduce you to in that regard. Mm-hmm. But that is a wonderful, wonderful idea.
Yeah, we're enjoying it, and people are, you know, one of the first things that people want to do is to go home. And so to be able to take people home, many of whom are visiting the continent for the very first time, and it's the place where their ancestor came from, you used the word powerful earlier, it's definitely powerful. Because, Dr. Daniels, look, you know this, if you don't know where you're from, then you cannot know who you are.
Right.
And finding out where specifically you're from in Africa to the ethnic group gives you a foundation of cultural beliefs, practices, values, traditions that allows you to react to life's events very differently than if you think, oh, my people aren't from anywhere before Virginia or before New York or wherever. So this is very important work. It is it's ancestor work, and it's work that is resistant, right? Because we weren't supposed to know. We're not supposed to know where we're from and who we are. We're not supposed to bridge the divide between us and our brothers and sisters on the continent. But we're doing it, and we're doing it through our DNA.
Right. Wonderful. Well, finally, let people know how they can be in touch with African Ancestry, because I'm sure I hope that there are going to be people making inquiries. So let's shout out the information of how people can be in touch.
They can reach us at AfricanAncestry.com. They can join our mailing list. We communicate with our family every week. You can check us out on Instagram. We're African Ancestry. We're on YouTube. We do a weekly streaming show on YouTube and Facebook. And we're on Twitter. So we're on all the social media platforms. Well, not all of them, but most of them. And we're here to help you better understand who you are. It's our mission to help transform the way we view ourselves as Black people and the way we view Africa. And it only takes one couple of swipes of your cheek to get that answer.
And again, it's African Ancestry. Did you say .com or .org?
.com.
AfricanAncestry.com, because I'm going to hit it a couple more times before we go off the air. And Gina, we were talking to you about the launch of the Black World Media Network. It is not as big as that, I forget that channel, that it ain't that big, but it's a nice little piece we get ready to put out there, and we're so happy
that you're... That's right, and everything starts somewhere.
That's right, and we're so happy that you're going to contribute in some way to that platform. So we really think it's actually going to be quite big, because it is a collaborative, Black-rooted, Black-oriented, Pan-Africanist project that we're aggregating, really, you know, so many great people, including the amazing George Frazier, our great friend, you know, who's going to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So we thank you so much for that. And thank you for taking time out. I'm glad I caught up with you, because I've been trying to catch up with you for a while now, because you'd be on the move.
I know, but now we're connected.
That's
connected,
right.
So it's real easy. And I definitely appreciate you having me on, Dr. Daniels. You know a lot of people, and you have a lot of information to share. So it's an honor that you chose to share our information with your audience. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll see you down the road a piece.
Okay.
All right. To our listening audience, bang, bang. How you like me now? Goodness gracious. We had Gary Hines with the Reparations Now song, but oh, so much. I mean, you can even call in and give us your favorite Sounds of Blackness tune, because they got a lot of music out there. Multiple Grammy Award winning artist and a musical group, the Sounds of Blackness, and then rooted and committed to Black people, and then coming right behind that, African ancestry, right? Knowing your African ancestry, knowing who you are, where you came from, is so incredibly important. So we hope that was informative and useful to our listening audience, no matter whoever you are. We hope it was useful. So now we're going to open up the phones. You can comment on, you're always welcome to comment on what you heard and how you felt about it. We appreciate those comments. And one of them is, I just want to reinforce what Gary Hines said. He said, some of the Black radio stations, and we understand it. I'm not saying nothing negative about that. They were a little nervous because they're sponsored. The sponsors might yank their resources. They got to pay the bills. But we are the sponsors of WBAI, the listeners. That's why we ask people to become WBAI buddies. That's why we had the very successful Tower campaign. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in to WBAI and who contributed to the Tower Fund. So we can talk about whatever we want to. And that's why it's important that we maintain WBAI. So let me just say right quick, if you can be a WBAI buddy right now, you can go just because that was validated by what he had to say. That, and there are people out there who are listening who've never ever contributed to WBAI. That's fine. We ain't hating on you. But get up and get started, because you can afford it. So go to give2wbai.org. Give2wbai.org. You can make a contribution or become a WBAI buddy. Just $10 a month, $120 a year to begin with. And I say just because some people don't have it. But for those who do, and there are literally hundreds of thousands who do, become a WBAI buddy and help sustain the ability to have conversations unfettered, uncensored with people like Gary Hines and, of course, Gina Page that you heard today. 212. Oh, I didn't talk up so much. We can still get a couple calls in. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Give us a call right now to react to what you heard in terms of Gary Hines and Sounds of Blackness or African Ancestry. Or I raised the question, Black History Month begins tomorrow, and Joe Biden is going to make history by appointing the first Black woman to the Supreme Court of the United States. Is it significant or simply superfluous or symbolic? Which one is it in your mind, or is it both? Call us at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. We can get about three callers in if you jump on it right now. The phones are wide open right now to call a professor on the soapbox at 212-209-2877. will get you into the conversation immediately. 212-209-2877. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling uplifted. I was down a little bit, you know, all kind of crazy stuff happened out here in the world. But I got to say, I was uplifted. That Reparations Now time song is so powerful. And then to be able to talk about connecting with your African ancestry, that is really, really, really strong stuff that you got a chance to hear here today on Vantage Point. 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Y'all normally ain't. So just call right up in here and let's get you on the air so you can say what you'd like to say in terms of what you heard today or comment on the question that was posed. Black woman on the Supreme Court, a large field is being vetted. Some very outstanding sisters, I might say, brilliant, brilliant, capable, already being attacked by people like Susan Collins. Yeah, well, I think it's terrible that they've only limited to a black woman. It's kind of playing to the divisiveness of our country. I mean, give me a break. And the Fox News echo chamber attacking it already. You know, the idea that they're, oh, he's only limited to a black woman. He's whatever. I mean, you know, this is so even at the symbolic level, I mean, it's the dual is on. 212-209-2877. Time is expiring. We can get a couple more in. We can get a couple in. We can get the first one in. 212-209-2877. Call us and give us your perspective on what you heard today or answer that question here on WBI 99.5 FM. You know, I begin to do a little social media stuff, and I got to get into the habit of also saying you can find the professor on Twitter at Dr. Ron Daniels 1. That's on Twitter at Dr. Ron Daniels 1. On Instagram at Dr. Ron Daniels. That's right. I got to get used to saying that so people know where they can find me. I'll be up there on Twitter and Instagram a little bit trying to learn how to do this social media thing myself. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Looks like people are recalcitrant today and not calling in. We only got a few minutes left. But again, I am just high in a positive sense on what we had to talk about today. And we hope that during the course of the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to talk also about Black History Month. And have some features on Black History Month as well. But this was a good beginning on the eve of Black History Month, which is tomorrow, to have, again, the Sounds of Blackness. And I think they're straight up Sounds of Black or Sounds of Black. You can Google them, certainly. Sounds of Black, soundsofblackness.com, I think theirs was, and all of the different platforms, and just check it out. But check out the Time for Reparations song now. And don't forget, Google the NAACP, Image Awards, and they're up for a Image Award. And it would be great if, in fact, a song about reparations actually received an Image Award. That would be great. And they were not afraid within the NAACP to make that nomination, and we're proud that they were able to do that. And again, AfricanAncestry.com is how you get in touch with Gina Page. And I can tell you, it's a great experience. And she talked about, you know, how it's confidential, the fact that you got black scientists, you got black folks working all up in it. And it was created because of a demand coming from the community, which is good. And of course, one of the persons working on it also helped to trace the bones from the bones, folks who were from in the African burial ground. And so that was very, very important to learn as well. So again, informative show today in that regard. And we hope to produce more coming along those lines. Next week, of course, we're hoping that we'll have the Honorable Raj J. Baraka the first Monday of every month. And that will be next Monday. We typically have a State of Newark report here on WBAI, and that is with the Honorable Roz J. Baraka, Mayor of Newark. And I know that he is about to announce that getting those lead replacement pipes is done. They have done it, and they've done it in record time to clean up that nasty water that was defiling. It's not the defiling. It's the lead is dangerous. The lead is bad for our people. And Newark is one of those cities hit by that. Water is a human right. But, you know, we have the commercialization. We have all kind of the privatization efforts, all kind of stuff going on. And all too often, like environmental pollution, it is the inner cities. It is where black people and brown people and poor people live that you have this bad water. But in Newark, they've cleaned it up under the leadership of Raj J. Baraka, enlisting the support of the community big time, engaged in helping to get that done. So we're so proud of him and the work that he's doing there. And certainly we hope and anticipate that he will be with us on this coming Monday for the State of Newark Report. And then we'll open the soapbox up again. Though we're going to close the soapbox if y'all don't call in. Now, we don't want to call in. I'll just keep, maybe you're saying that, well, we'd rather not call in. We'd just rather hear guests, because we can do that as well. But I enjoy engaging with the audience, and I enjoy opening up the phone so the audience has a chance to chime in. So anyway, we're going to conclude. This is the Professor Dr. Ron Daniels. The show is Vantage Point. It's on 99.5 FM. That's WBAI on the Pacifica Network in collaboration with YCRadio.org. And God willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll be back with you again next week.